I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Both of Montana's senators praised the energy bill passed by the Senate today. Here's Democrat John Tester.
This Energy Policy Modernization Act is a big win for Montana, both from an energy standpoint where we have incredible conventional energy resources and renewable energy resources, and also from a public land standpoint for hunting and fishing and hiking.
The hunting, fishing, and hiking stuff in the energy bill refers to inclusion of permanent funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, or LWCF. The LWCF uses revenues from offshore drilling to buy land and access to land for conservation and public use. In Montana, it's been used for projects like consolidating checkerboarded private land holdings and for fishing accesses. Republican Senator Steve Daines said the LWCF helps local businesses run by Montanans.
Like Eric Grove of Great Divide Cyclery in Helena, Montana, who has built his mountain bike business around the South Hills Trail System outside of Helena, facilitated by LWCF.
The energy bill also authorizes $150 million in funding to address the maintenance backlog in America's national parks. Both Senators Daines and Tester also praised the legislation for streamlining development of energy projects nationwide and in Montana. That includes a pilot program to make drilling for oil and gas in areas where the minerals are partially owned by the federal government easier. It also eases permitting processes for wind, solar, and geothermal energy projects. The Senate bill now goes to the House, where lawmakers plan to reconcile it with a similar bill passed by that body in December. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke said he is, quote, encouraged by the bill the Senate passed today, and I think it gives both chambers the opportunity to pass a bill that will modernize America's energy infrastructure and grow our production. Zinke also praised the Senate bill's reauthorization of the Land and Water Conservation Fund and provisions to export liquefied natural gas. You can find more about what Montana's congressional delegation said about the energy bill that the Senate passed today on our website, mtpr.org. The American Lung Association says that among America's cities, Missoula's air is the 10th dirtiest when it comes to short-term exposure to particulates. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Lung Association says short-term particle pollution, the kind that comes from sources like tailpipe emissions and wildfire smoke, is getting worse in many places.
Unfortunately, on far too many days each year, as our report shows, thousands of Montanans are breathing dirty air that can harm their health.
That's the American Lung Association's Paul Billings. Billings says government data from 2012 through 2014 shows worsening air quality in many Montana counties, including Flathead, Lewis and Clark, Lincoln, Missoula, Ravalli, and Richland counties. Billings says it's compromising the health of children, the elderly, and those with pre-existing conditions. Ben Schmidt is an air quality specialist with the Missoula City County Health Department. Schmidt says government officials calculate air quality violations differently than the Lung Association. Even so, he says the group makes a good point.
With a changing climate, and we have fire seasons that last much longer, we have drier summers typically, you know, the snowpack also melts off quicker, and because of all these factors, people are going to get more wildfire smoke than they have historically seen, and this does impact people's health.
The Lung Association's approach to improving air quality includes reducing both particulate and greenhouse gas pollution. Their full report can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.